Peitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We b'siyat d'shmaya starting a Masechta, which from the Masechta in Seyda Moed is dafka not an easy Masechta. I one time spoke to a Yid who learned in Prishborg, in one of the Masechtas in Prishborg, Lu'umas, the Litvashi Yeshivas, where they learned in the last few days before the war, before World War II, only what's called the Yeshivish Masechtas. In Prishborg, and the other Hungarian yeshivas, one of the Masechtas that was a favorite was Maseches Beitza, or Beya, if you don't want to pronounce it that way, as a minig by some to call Maseches Beya. It's really Maseches Yomtiv, but the first word of the Masechta is Beitza, and the line that was said in Prishborg is, B'shem Deheilige Chassam Sofer, is that Maseches Beya is via an ay. It's much like an egg. The more you cook it, the harder it becomes. There's a soft-boiled egg, there's a hard-boiled egg. If you learn Maseches Beya, it's a very difficult Masechta. We're going to try, Mirtz Hashem, to learn it, but sometimes the hagdoros of differences between Maleches Shabbos and Maleches Yomtiv, and especially in the halachas of Muktzah, are not that easy, and it's taka Masechta and Nitziat Tishmaya. So with that, we begin. Beitza shenolda biyomtiv, even if the Masechta is Beya, but the word over here is Beitza shenolda biyomtiv. Here we have a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah is going to bring another machloikis, or other machloikis in Agav, where Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. But each of these machloikis in is a sugya for itself. So let's begin this sugya. The sugya of Beitza shenolda biyomtiv, the Gemara has a long shakvatai through the beginning, Daf Beis, going on to Daf Gimel. What exactly is the Isser of the Beitza Shenolda Biyomtiv? What are we talking about? Lamaskona, we'll call it Lamaskona. It's one pshat. This is what's known as the pshat of Hachona de Rabba. Because it comes from Amora Rabba. Rabba says in Av Beisam and Beis that what we're talking about over here is a Beitza that was Nolda on a Yomtiv that came right after Shabbos. Yomtiv fell out on a Sunday. The way it comes out in the Gemara, according to Rabba, we're talking here about a chicken, which is not mukta. Mukta, when we use the term mukta in a simple sense, we mean something that doesn't have a use that could be used on Shabbos. So let's say a hammer doesn't have the main use, which is used for banging nails on Shabbos. Obviously, you can't bang the nails on Shabbos. That's called a klishim lach t'lisser. It can be used to crack nuts. So that's why it's not mukta proper. It's not mukta machmas gufoy. Eitzim, avonim, building materials, and such things that don't have any use on Shabbos in its present form, they're mukta gomer. A chicken which is walking around the yard of somebody, the chicken doesn't have any use you can use for a Shabbos. But what about on Yom Tov, a chicken which is oimid la'achila? Oimid l'shchitel, it's not mukta Yom Tov. Remember that the aleph beis of Hilchis Yom Tov is that meleches oichel nevesh is mutter. There's nothing more oichel nevesh dik than a piece of fresh chicken. So the chicken is definitely not mukta kishala atzmoy. So what's the problem? You have a beitza shenolda miyom tov. The beitza, it was inside the chicken. It's part of the chicken. It's part of the body of the chicken. L'chor, it shouldn't be a problem. It should be mutter. So what we're talking about over here is where something is not mukta for itself. Says the Amora Rabba, but there's another issur. Since we're talking about Yom Tov, that's right after Shabbos, the Gemara says that the reality is that an egg, which is produced by a chicken on Sunday, was prepared and turned into its present form as an egg, which is Roy Lachila, on Shabbos. That being said, we have over here what the problem is that the something that's mutter, La'achila, something which is roi la'achila on Yom Tov, was prepared on Shabbos. And that's an Isser Hachona. The Torah says, V'hechinu es ha'shei yovinu, it's a pasuk by the Mon. V'hechinu es ha'shei yovinu means that the tzorche ha'suda of Shabbos and Yom Tov have to be prepared mevoid yoyim. There's A, when something is bilti muchon on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an issur for that thing to be used for the, where the hachona was on Shabbos, there's an issur for that thing to be used on Shabbos. So here you have something where there was a preparation, it was turned into a something that had roi lachila on Shabbos, and it's being eaten on Yom Tov. So the suda of Yom Tov can't use a hachona that was made on Shabbos. Now, if you had a regular Yom Tov, which is not next to Shabbos, it would be mutter. Why? Because the Hachonah was made on Friday, or on Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov, or on Friday for Shabbos. But if Shabbos is followed by Yom Tov on Sunday, Shabbos was Mechen for Yom Tov, and Yom Tov Mechen the Shabbos, and Shabbos Mechen the Yom Tov. Either way, one can't be Mechen for the other. It happens to be the Mefarshim bring down from the Gemara that ultimately Chazal did Aser Agav, this type of case with Shabbos after Yom Tov, Yom Tov after Shabbos, they Asered up a Beitza that's Nolda on a regular Yom Tov. It's a Gzera. They were mark of the Gzera and they were mark of the Din Daraisa L'Kara of V'Hachono, and they made a Gzera on every Yom Tov. Shabbos also, L'Kara shouldn't be a problem. There's no Otu Hachono, because Hachono is something that's only Shaykh. We have a Yom Tov Shabbos in the middle of the winter, in the middle of Chodesh Kislev, you have a Shabbos. What Shaykh to be goy? It's a regular Yom Tov. You could say, no, every Yom Tov has a Samach Venir to Shabbos. But what about every Shabbos? And every Shabbos, what are you going to do with an egg anyways? A raw egg, if you're a chazan, you're a bal tvila, so you could gargle it before a Chodesh benching. So they assured a beitzah that was nolda on Shabbos. Also, they made part of this gzera. The Mishnah, however, is dealing with the Ikar Adin, which is Hachana de Rabba. Now, to discuss this Hachana de Rabba for a minute, like we said, the Torah says, V'chinu es ashrei aviyu. This idea is that the Suda Shabbos has to be min hamuchon. And the min hamuchon can't be that the Yom Tov is meichin for Shabbos. It can't be that Shabbos is meichin for Yom Tov. That's called a meaningful asir. The pashtus is that this is, even though it's osi b'dei shemayim, you're not doing anything. You're not preparing something that was not roi and turning it into something that was roi. That you could say is a quasi malocha. It's deraisa. Rabbi learns that from a pasuk. It's not mamish malocha. It's not chai ve'skila, of course, but it's some type of inyan that the Torah says not to do a maisa hamechin dover shaloi oyomuchon. You could say that, and it's something completely outside the realm of muktzah. Another way of taking it would be to say that this is really a deraisa dika form of muktzah. There's a Ramban that has such a mashmoyis. Again, there are a lot of sugyas through the length and breadth of Maseches Beitza that deal with Hilchas Muktzah. So this is on Dav Chavol. There's a Rashi that's Meduik that way. There's also Psugi and Psochem Daf Mem Zayin. There's Mashmois of different Rishonim. It's a Rashi and Beis and a Beis that sounds that way. You have to see the Shittim Gubetzes over there. And you have to see the Ramban and Daf Chavov. The Rishonim, these Rishonim, the Mashmois would be that there's a type of Muktzah, which is not just an Isser of moving something around or of using something, but the Issa Muktzah is a Choyva Sachona, that which is used for Suda Shabbos, anything really. The idea of Muktzah is that things have to be Mukhan, they have to be in their present state. Rocks and stones, rocks and pieces of wood, are not Mukhan, and therefore, even if theoretically somebody took it on Shabbos, and somebody would be Miyachid them, that they should be used for places to sit in the woods, for people to relax, but since the stone was lying on the ground and it's built in Muchon, the fact that you then took it to a place, a clearing under a tree where you want to sit, and you put it down over there, you miyachid, maybe even put a blanket over it, you miyachid it li yeshiva, you turned something that was enim Muchon into Muchon. Others say that on a deraisa level, this would be an example, and then there could be some type of concept muktzah mideraisa. Even though muktzah l'choira is an isid rabbonah, but the shayrish, if it's deraisa, has its shayrish in this din of hachonah. Others, like we said, there's a Rajba, on Dav Beis over here, Taisvis, Taisin Erevin, the Balamor argues on the Ramban. They understand that the isid rabbonah is some type of quasi melocha, like we said, that first tzad, and that's only mideraisa on a hachonah that took place on Shabbos for Yom Tov, or Yom Tov for Shabbos, Masha Enkin, a beitzah that was something that prepared itself. You're not allowed to prepare something on Shabbos for Shabbos. But what about something that was prepared? A beitzah is a hachonah min hashamayim. You didn't do anything. So l'cha'ira, that wouldn't be also if it was on the Shabbos itself. It would only be when Shabbos to Yom Tov or Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's the machlokes Rishonim. It's also reminiscent over here is to point out that the Chassam Sofer has a famous Hagdam in his Chedushim over here in the beginning of the Misach. And he says that there's really two levels of Gzeiras Muktzah. There's a Din Muktzah, which we find in Perakol HaKelim in Masechah Shabbos, where they were going to the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam has a whole Arichus in the Hilchus Shabbos, where the Chachomim of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah saw that Klal Yisrael, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael after Golus Bavel, were lax in certain areas of Hilchus Shabbos, and they put into place all sorts of guards, amongst them Hilchus Muktzah of Shabbos. But there was definitely another Gzeira that predated that by hundreds of years, we find by David HaMelech. And that's not a Gzeira's Tiltl, that's a Gzeira's Muktzah of Hachono. And the way the Chassam Sofer says it is that that din is a quasi-din deraisa. Either it's deraisa or it's semi. It has a choymer of an issa deraisa because it comes from the pasuk in the Torah Vechinus Hashem Yaviu. Even though the Vechinus Hashem Yaviu L'chor is talking about Hachona Gemura. So the Gemara says that there's another pasuk, Es Hashem Tevashlu Bashelu Ves Hashem Toifu Yoifu. So that pasuk refers to Mamash Malacha. Hechinus Hashem Yaviu doesn't refer to Mamash Malacha, but the Choyse Hachona and the making Hachona on Shabbos and Yom Tif, not using something which is bilti muchon, is an issa muktzah which predates that. The Es Hashem Tevashlu is an issa malacha, and the hechinus hasheviu is the need for something that's used on Shabbos and Yom Tov to be used only when the hachona thereof was made before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. You'll notice, by the way, that we are saying that the issa of hachona on Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. We will see that there are chilukim on other levels of muktzah between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but here not. There is a discussion that maybe the machloikis over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is a machloikis, is a new concept, even though be'etzem the egg that's inside the chicken lecher is not muktzah, but maybe since l'maisa it comes out today when it's noilad in a different form, so maybe it's what we would call noilad. Noilad, the Olam is familiar more with things that turn into other forms, like ice cubes turning into salad and v'chadoyme. So we'll see, maybe there's chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and maybe we'll say, and that's discussed in the Gemara, that maybe there's a machlokes over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, that says over here, Teochel does not hold of an Isur Noilad. The thing itself is not Muktzah. It's considered an Oichel, but it's a different form, so it's Noilad. Beis Hillel loimim loy teochel. Beis Hillel says loy teochel. Beis Hillel holds as an issa muktzah that was nigzar on Yom Tov beyond the halachas of Shabbos. On Yom Tov would be also mikra din, on Shabbos not. And then a beitzer shenold on Shabbos is only a gzera noisefes, like we said, but it's not part of the original din. That could be a possibility. But most of the poskim, the Rav, the Tosis Yom Tov, and the Rishonim hold that this pshat of hachona de rabba is la halacha. There are similar pshatim also in the Gemara, but from other amiroim, that maybe since it came out of the chicken and it's in a different form, so maybe it's similar to juice that was squeezed, mashkin shezovu, which even if a person didn't squeeze it himself, he wasn't ever on schita, maybe there'd be a mokum to be goyzer, in order that a person shouldn't come to schita, perish shenoy shunimini ilon, fruit that fell off a tree, on Shabbos is aser, because maybe you're going to come to pick it, so therefore they would be goyzer over here also. It's similar, the concept of a beit shenolda, similar to that. Vinishvi, again, the psak that's nitvas as maskona, according to most Rishonim and according to the Paiskim, is the sugya of Hachona de Rabba. We'll just bring up one more discussion that's a very important sugya over here in the beginning of Beitza. One of the ikar places in Shas for this discussion is we're saying Shabbos before Yom Tov, Yom Tov before Shabbos. These are 2 days that are also b'maloch, and therefore there's an isser Hachona zu lozu. The same idea is true, l'marshal, on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We don't see 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as, well, one is Rosh Hashanah, the other one's only Mishum Sveika de Yoima. So Mamela, we see them as being able to play off each other, and it's definitely like a Friday before Shabbos or like a Shabbos before Sunday. One of them is Chol, one of them is Shabbos. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah also Beitz Hashanah on one doesn't have a heter on the other. One is Yom Tif and one is not, no. We see 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Arichto, Kiyadua. That the Shaila is, do we see it as a Sveka Diyom? We see the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a Gzeira, even though L'cha'ira, originally the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was based on Sveka Diyom. L'maisa, the Gemara goes through the whole Hishtal Shalos. L'maisa, we don't see it as such. We discuss these in Yon Barichus in the third parak of Maseches Ervin. See over there for the Shurim that discuss these concepts. 2 days of Yom Tov for Bnei Chutz Laretz is a discussion. The halacha is, the rab brings it over here. We do see that as a Mamon of Shach. One is Chol and one is Yom Tov. That means when we have two nights of Pesach, one is Yom Tov and one is Chol, even though we make a Seder on both, and we make all the brachos and we do all the mitzvahs on both. But we don't see them as 2 days Yom Tov. We see it as 2 days Mishum Safik, whereas Rosh Hashanah, we see it as one unit called 2 days Rosh Hashanah. B'loshon kadmoinim yoyim arichtuhi. So in summary, Beishamay Oimrim Teochel, he's not Goyzer. U'beisil Oimrim Loi Teochel, Beisil is Machmer, and it goes with the Yisurim that we just described. Here's another machlokes Beishamay Mesil, where Beishamay is Mekel. Beishamay Oimrim Sor Bekezayis, Bechomet Bechoyseves. The Rav brings the Inyan Barichus, that the Torah L'maisa is a little bit Mayrich in the Isurim of Chomet, is an Isur Achilas Chomet, and it's an issue of beer chometz, an issue of having chometz. By Yerob Yimotze, Memelo Choyvas beer. So it tells us, Shivas Yom Sor Lo Yimotze Bevatechem, Ki Choloichel Machmetzes, V'nichuzan Avzhim in Asi Yisro. Here the Gemara, the Pasuk, talks about Sor. The Pasuk starts with Shivas Yom Sor Lo Yimotze, and then the Torah Lagabi the Yisro Achilu with the chorus goes into Ki Choloichel Machmetzes. Is it Sor Machmetzes? So it sounds like the Pasuk holds the two are interchangeable. But then you have a pasuk where the Torah says the two of them separately. Legabi the isse ba yiroa, v'lo yiroa l'cha chometz, v'lo yiroa l'cha sa'or b'chol gvulecha. So the way Beis Shammai understands is that legabi and isse ba yiroa, there's taka difference. Not sure what the havon is, kezayis is the standard shir v'ichel. Kosevis is somewhat bigger, where we have kosevis l'moshul m'sechus yuma, is that eating kosevis is necessary to be over on the din of Meuna on Yom Kippur, the shear of eating on Yom Kippur, which is Chayiv Karas, Rachmon Al-Tzlan, is a shear kesevis, which is bigger. It's almost two kesevisim. So Beis Shammai understands that the one pasuk that puts together the two legabi achilo means the two of them have the same shear, both of them are kesevis. V'chor evi isra achilo l'tayiz b'kesevis. Bal Yeroa might be different, it might not be the regular shear. So in Svara, that leaves us open for other possibilities. So since the Torah says the two of them, see, so has a different share. Why kosevis? Maybe make the share bigger. Basically, the Rav brings from the Gemara. You have to say that since the share was yotza michdei kezayis, is evidently a different share. The next biggest share is the share of oichel legabi a related issa legabi yom kippur, and over there the share is a kosevis. He brings down from the Gemara that the Gemara wants to know kosevis is a dried date, a tamar. So is it with the pit, without the pit, so that would make the shear a little bit bigger. Binishvi, that's the shita Beis Shammai. Beis Lemon, no. Beis doesn't hold it as drasha. He holds that the shiurim are compared. Zevezeh b'chzayis. Both of them are b'chzayis. We'll just mention one point, a yeshivish point, that avadu l'gabi the isra achila of chometz, eating even a mashu is also deraisa. This that's mentioned over here, shir k'zayis, is l'gabi koris, l'gabi malkis. But what about l'gabi b'yuro b'yumotze? The shear of a kezayis or the shear of a kosevis. What's the difference? Maybe having less is chatzis shear osim natayis. So what are you going to tell me? The difference is l'gabi malkis. L'chor b'yiro b'yumotze. Anyways, there's no malkis because it's a lav shein b'maisa. So you could say the Rambam is mechadish. If somebody buys chometz on Pesach, so then it's called he's doing b'yiro al yidei maisa. He will get malkis. Nafkamin is what happens if he buys a half a cookie, a half a kezayis. Will he be over in Isser? Is he not over in Isser? You could say that. Others want a time. It's famous red. The Pnei Yishuv Dav Zayin, Shagas Zayin Sima Pei Aleph, Chuvas Chacham Tzvi is one of the famous Manda Omrim. There's Rub Kiveger in Ner Chaim, Tof Mem Dalid, Dogom Avov and Tof Mem Beis. It could very well be that it's not Shai Chatz Yishir, because Chatz Yishir, Osim and Atari means you're doing half of my Isser. Having half a kezayis, not doing anything, it just is. So it could be without it doing, it's not shayach chotz shishim and atayru. Others say that chotz shishim and atayru is only by yisuri achila. That's another possibility. In eating, the Chacham Tzvi says, when you eat less than kezayis, it's like an achshave, that you're eating less than a kezayis, that's what you're eating. So mele, at least it's an iser kal. By having, no, what are you doing? That's another possibility, but that's Mavur and Rishonim, that is Chatz Yishir, even, let's say, by Gezel or by other Yisurim that have nothing to do with eating. Another possibility is that less than a Kezayis is not, we wouldn't call it food because it's like crumbs. The Marshal, there are Rishonim that hold that you can't be Mevatel Chometz that you know about bigger than a Kezayis. So if you have crumbs around, you can't, Bittel Chometz for sure works on crumbs. Why? Because then we look at it as dirt, not food. So it could be specifically Gabi Bayiro, this is Svar, that there's no Chatz Yishir on pieces that are less than a kezayis. That would be similar to the fact that a person is allowed to walk 2 amas at a time on Shabbos. Midrash says no issa chatz yishir on walking 2 amas and stopping. Why? Why don't we say it's chatz yishir on dalet amas? The Torah says because 2 amas is not part of 4 amas. 2 amas is nothing. The going from place to place minimally is dalet amas. So 2 amas is nothing. It's not even a chatz yishir. Could be that less than a kezayis is in having, you have a crumb. When you eat it, so you could say, when you're eating, you're partly eating a piece. But when you have it, what you have is crumbs. So Mel, it's not even Shach Techatz Yishir. That would be another possibility. Vinishvid, those are the dinim that are Mavur in the Mishnah.